And that was the title track to Scott Ellison's new CD, There's Something About the Night. And before that, we heard from that same CD, Ain't No Love in the Heart of the City. You are listening to Cha 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 and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. That's where you got to go if you heard something that you want to hear again or you missed something and you wanted to hear it. Just go to CKUT.ca, look it up in the programming and archives, and just find the show you're looking for on the handy calendar that's right there and download it. We don't need access to your photos. We don't need to know your location. We don't need to know about your device. There's no adware, no malware, no spyware. There's nothing there. We don't need any info from you. All it is an MP3. You can take it and enjoy it at your leisure. Let's take a look through history and see what happened in the world of blues, jazz, and related subjects. And we'll start with births and deaths from today, the 20th of February, on through the rest of the week. And today, let's see. Birthday for Jay Giles, born 1946 down in New York City. John Weeks, from the John Weeks Band, of course, born 1957. He's born in Paris, in fact. Vocalist Nancy Wilson, the jazz one, not the one from Heart, born 1937 in Chillicothe, Ohio. Pianist Jimmy Yancey, born 1898. He was an influential Chicago boogie-woogie pianist, and he's inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1986. That day also today marks the passing of Zachary Bro, a guitar player. He died at the age of 36. He was on holiday in Miami Beach, and he tried to save the life of another swimmer, he got caught up in the riptide and died. Move to the 21st birthday for guitarist Scrapper Blackwell, born 1903 in Syracuse, South Carolina. Bobby Charles, you know him, of course, from See You Later, Alligator, born 1938 in Abbeville, Louisiana. David Geffen of Geffen Records, born 1943 down in Brooklyn. Guitarist Troy Gagne, guitarist with Kim Wilson and occasionally with the T-Birds, born 1977, somewhere in Massachusetts, I guess. Cordy Harris's birthday as well today, the 21st, I should say, born 1969 in Denver, Colorado. Nina Simone's birthday, born 1932 in Tryon, North Carolina. Couple of people who passed on the 21st. We had Gary Coleman, that's Gary B.B. Coleman, Ichabod recording artist, passed in 1994. He was 47 years old. Magic Slim, his real name Morris Holt, passed in 2013. He was 75. DJ Murray the K. Kaufman passed in 1982. He was 60 years old. And Calvin Owens, who used to be band leader for B.B. King, passed in 2008 at the age of 78. Moving to the 22nd, birthday for Texas Johnny Brown, born 1928 in Ackerman, Mississippi. Bobby Hendricks of the Drifters, born 1938 in Columbus, Ohio. Ernie K. Doe, mother-in-law, born 1936 down in New Orleans. The 22nd marks the passing of Saul Biari of Modern RPM Labels, passed in 1975 at the age of 56. And Papa John Creech passed on that day as well, back in 1994 at the age of 76. John Fahey, the finger-picking master, passed in 2001. He was 61 years old. Moving to the 23rd, look at that birthday for that favorite tall, skinny, bold-legged, cross-eyed, big-nosed albino Texas guitar slinger, Mr. Johnny Winter. Born 1944 in Beaumont, Texas. And the 23rd marks the passing of drummer Tony Williams, of course, famous for working in Miles Davis' band, among others. Passed in 1997, he was 51 years old. On the 24th, birthday for Elman Mickle, better known as Driftin' Slim, born 1919 in Keel, Arkansas. George Harrison of the Beatles, of course, born 1943 in Liverpool. Willie Kent, Delmark recording artist, born 1936 in Inverness, Mississippi. Don Law, who produced the Robert Johnson recordings, born 1902 in London in the UK. Tenor sax man David Fathead Newman, born 1933 in Dallas, Texas. And Michael Powers, born 1952 in Bayonne, New Jersey. Couple of people who passed on the 24th. Well, our own Cliff Gelfand, that was a surprise to us in a terrible tragedy. Passed in 2012, he was 57 years old. Pianist Memphis Slim passed in 1988, he was 72 years old. And another one who made his home right here in Montreal, Harry Van Walls, the piano man himself, passed in 1999 at the age of 80. Moving to the 25th, we have a birthday for Well, let's see. If you grew up playing guitar before the YouTube era of guitar lessons, you undoubtedly used books from Mel Bay, born 1913 in Bunker, Missouri. Ida Cox, born 1896 in Toccoa, Georgia. Sam Goody of Sam Goody Record Store, born 1904 in Manhattan, New York. Guitarist John Jackson, born 1924 in Woodville, Virginia. Let's see, Arthur Big Boy Spires, born 1912 in Yazoo City, Mississippi. A couple of people who passed on the 25th, we had Red Holloway, who passed in 2012. He was 84 years old. And Iverson Minter, better known as Louisiana Red, he passed in 2012 at the age of 79. Iron Corden Reed, better known as A.C. Reed, passed in 2005 at the age of 77. Accordionist Rockin' Sidney passed in 1998 at the age of 59. And on the 26th now, we have birthdays for, well, Johnny Cash, born 1932 in Kingsland, Arkansas. Antoine Fats Domino, born 1928 in New Orleans. Bob the Bear Height, born 1943 in Torrance, California. And harmonicist Paul Osher, born 1947. Although it says it might be April 5th, 1950, who knows? Some of these guys are all mysterious. And several people passed on the 26th. Big Maceo Merriweather passed in 1953. He was 47 years old. Trumpeter Roy Eldridge passed in 1989 at the age of 78. Slim Gaylord passed in 1991. He was 75 years old. Willie Johnson, who provided the early distorted guitar on those early Howlin' Wolf albums, born passed in 1995. He was 71. Drummer Buddy Miles passed in 2008 at the age of 60. And guitarist and blues man legend Bucca White passed in 1977 at the age of 70. Let's see, other events from the week. We had the 21st of February, 1921. Mamie Smith Jazz Hands recorded What Have I Done and That Thing Called Love. They did that in New York City for the OK label. 22nd of February, 1929, Jabbo Smith Through the Mesas recorded Sleepy Time Blues. And they did that for the Brunswick label in Chicago. 23rd of February, 1959, the number one pop single on the Billboard charts was Stagger Lee by Lloyd Price. Here's an interesting one. The 24th of February, 1956, police in Cleveland, Ohio, invoked a 1931 ordinance barring people under the age of 18 from dancing in public unless they were accompanied by an adult, which is just plain weird. And also, looks like the plot for Footloose. It was in the 24th of February, 1987, the B.B. King got a Lifetime Achievement Grammy. Let's see, we have also 26th of February, 1923, Bessie Smith recorded Gulf Coast Blues, did that for the Columbia record label, and we're going to hear that in just a moment. But before we do that, let's start off by commemorating these events with some music, and we'll start with a song recorded 60 years ago today, back in 1962, Sam Lightnin' Hopkins recorded Happy Blues for John Glenn.
Sitting this morning with this on their mind. Said ain't no living man can go around the world three times, but John Glenn got it. Yes, he did. He did it, I'm talking about it. Only did it for fun. $500,000 made him feel so well. He got to eating lunch and couldn't hardly tell. He said, I feel all right. John Glenn said it. Everybody was laughing, and they didn't agree to it. It was a minute prayer went up, praying that he would land. I looked at a schoolhouse full of them, and they didn't know what to say. But they said, let him come back up. Let him land. You know that's the only man ever did it, and you is a helping hand. I'm gonna turn out to be one.
up, but I didn't see him when he landed. But I know he was doing all right when he says okay to give him a great big hand. He'll be in on the mission. This is on the... His mother said, I know my son gonna make it. It ain't never been no mistake. This ain't lying. You know that man must have on his mind tonight. It ain't nobody will take that much time unless they gon' build them homes of airplane and they gon' go fly. They told him, don't worry, this is true. You may miss me for a few minutes, but I'll be back to see about you. He did. Yes, he did. Yes, when he done it, they didn't know where he was at in the helicopter. Body, they even test his heart. They know he was all right when he was in the start. I mean, he made it. He went around the world three times. You know, he went and got him an airplane and he made up and he had it on his mind.
A mailman. Thank you. to buy anything you like. Don't care how great you are. Don't care what you were. When it all ends up, you got to go back to Mother Earth.
City's really jumping. Let's go see what these cats is doing uptown here. Take the A train up and fall on back down on the Vought train. Think we better stop in here and have us a double order of Ruto Roonies. With potato salad. Avenue for a while and see what the cat's doing over there. Well, look, there's old Gates. Well, look at Gates. You must be going up to the home of the happy feet there, Gates. Salad, let's go up and have a little mellow session up there. Very mellow. Stop on 125th Street and see what the cats are doing there. Hey, this is a place I always wanted to jump in. I think I'll stop in here and have me a double root-o-reety. that is cutting out on the box. I better take the Lenox Avenue bus and see what. Oh, it only costs a nickel, so that's a killer. Dive is low.
In the case of symptoms similar to those of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, sore throat, loss of taste, or smell, you should take a rapid home screening test. If you test positive, isolate yourself at home and please follow the self-isolation instructions. If you don't have a rapid home screening test, please self-isolate for the recommended period. Visit quebec.ca/self-isolating for complete instructions on how to protect yourself and others. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Yes, people, this is Corey Harris, and here's a song from my new album, The Insurrection Blues, on Montreal's longest-running radio blues show, Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue, on CKUT-FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca.
What you gonna do? Hey now, chicken come home to roost. Hey now, chicken come home to roost. Cut your chains and you free yourself. Cut your roots and you die. Your root goose don't come in. Raining down light. Mm-hmm. If you ain't no America, now it's time to get wise. Now it's time to get wise. Chicken come on the roof. Chicken come on the roof. Ooh. Chicken come on the roof.
Tonight, with you on my mind. down to some of the places where we used to go. And your friends, they all told me, said you don't come around here anymore. So I looked over yonder, baby, what did I see?
We'll be right back. no clothes. Asked poor Howard, where can I go? Howard said, man, ain't but one place I know. And Sam said, tell me quick, man, I got to run. Boy, Howard just pointed with his gun and said, that way down Highway 61. King, I got 48 red, white, and blue shoestrings, and 1,000 telephones that will not ring. Tell me, man, where I can get rid of these things. And Louis the King said, wait, let me think for a minute, son. And we said, yes, I believe it can be easily done. Just take everything down the Highway 61. Second mother, this has been done. But then the second mother was with the seventh son, and they were both out on Highway 61.
Johnny Winter's take on Bob Dylan's Highway 61 from the second Winter album in 1969. Before that, A.C. Reed, and from I'm in the Wrong Business, we heard Miami Strut. Troy Gagne, before that, from his CD Click Click Spark, we heard That's Why I'm Crying. We heard Corey Harris, title track to his latest CD, Insurrection Blues. Then we went back to 1945 for Slim Gaylord's Sightseeing Boogie, little trip around New York. Van Piano Man Walls and his 1952 recording of After Midnight. We heard from Memphis Slim and Mother Earth from 1951. Big Maceo Merriweather and from 1945, Chicago Breakdown. We went back to 1940 for Jimmy Yancey's 35th and Dearborn. Also from 1940 was Bucca White's Parchment Farm Blues. For that, we heard from Bessie Smith from her 1923 recording of Gulf Coast Blues. And we kicked that off with a tune recorded 60 years ago today by Lightnin' Hopkins. That was Happy Blues for John Glenn. Hey, guess what? Live music is going to be happening again. And yeah, that's right. I don't know if you're going to need a vaccine passport. I don't know if you're going to need a mask. I don't know what the deal is anymore. But in any case, here's some of the options you have coming up this week. On Thursday, you can head up northeast here to on St. Hubert. You can catch Emily Estrella and the Stardust Stompers doing their thing at Chez Ernest at 6596 St. Hubert. That's just up between Beaubien and Saint-Zotique. And as long as you're up here in the east end of the city, you can also head out onto Rosemont at the Brasserie de la Barbière at 2137 Rosemont, and you can catch Melody and the Mellotones. Those are both taking place on Thursday. That's a pretty good evening, isn't it? And Thursday and Friday, if you're out of town, Angel Forrest is doing some shows around town now. She's going to be up at the Café Morin in Saint-Adèle, along with Denis Coulomb and Ricky Paquette. She's going to be there on Thursday and Friday. You have to reserve tickets in advance. Let's see, on Friday, Paul Arthur coming back to M2 downtown here on Notre Dame Street at 3800 Notre Dame. It costs you $10 to get into that. That's on Friday. Coming up on Saturday, Angel's back out again with Denis Coulomb and Ricky Paquette. And they're at Le Petit Bonheur de Saint-Camille at 162 Rue Miquelon in Saint-Camille here in, well, right out of town here. Let's see, if we keep going down the list, we can see, oh yeah, there's a thing happening this week for you people who'd like to do some dancing. Coming up this week, Studio 88 Swing at 7243 Saint-Hubert has a open house policy that's coming up this week, and they got a couple of blues dance nights as well. Let's see, you have Tuesday, 7 o'clock to 8:30 is Partner Blues, and then on Wednesday, Blues Solo. So, you know, when you're up there at the blues show, if you are one of those people who likes to sway around, maybe you'll get a few steps you can use. Upstairs this week, Ben Racine Band in on Thursday, Don Tyler Watson in on Friday, and next week they have Sean McPherson coming in. So that's a full evening there. The Moda V restaurant, they've got their thing going on again because I saw Dwayne Dixon had his posted that he's playing there on Tuesday and Wednesday. And he's also there on Sunday in the later in the day. He's not there for the brunch one. That's Leon Coupal is in there then. And you get Graham Chambers too on Friday and or Saturday. So that's a good one to catch there. That's Moda V at St. Paul and St. Laurent. Let's see. There's not a whole lot of other ones out there. The Duffy's going to be starting their jam soon. The same thing with Bastien Unique. They're going to be starting their jam as well. You can go to a jam out at the Atlantic Pub and Eatery, also the same owners as Duffy's, it seems. They have full backline provided there in Alexandria, Ontario. And I'll be posting that up on the website here, so you'll be able to catch that. Let's close the evening out here. As I mentioned, they have Ben Racine at upstairs on Thursday, Don Tyler Watson on Friday. So why don't we catch them here together? Here they are on Ben Racine's CD, Grand New Brew. And here's Ben Racine Band with special guest Don Tyler Watson and Let It All Hang Out. Have a great week, folks. I'll be back again next Sunday night.
Times turn sour. Too many glimpses of a bad side can make it all wrong somehow. It'll drive you up your falls like a good thing gone dead wrong. Dry you up and make you mad. If the bad times that pass become the best that you had, let it all hang out. Shake that wing.
Everybody's had some hard times. Everyone's had some mean blues. Too many ghosts of a bad kind can be a pain in your aspirations too.
It'll drive you up your four walls.
West Haven Elmhurst Community Association is a rec center located in NDG. Our teen program is now reopened and ready for action every Tuesday, Thursday, and Fridays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., ages 13 to 17.
We offer open gym basketball, video games, PlayStation 4 with NBA 2K, a recording studio, leadership programs, programming for girls, and much more.
And thanks to a Music Counts grant, we have a revamped multimedia studio with new equipment like a soundproof recording booth, new computers, a DJ set, mics, headphones, everything you need so you can make beats, record vocals, all in studio for free. We're now recruiting for our Teen Spring Sound Class. We're looking to crown the top DJ sound crew and anybody who can hold the mic.
Come on!
Yeah, that's right. MCs, poets, comedians. We want that raw young talent in the city. No experience needed, no equipment needed. Just come in for weekly lessons and we'll teach you how to be your best artistic self.
For more information, you can reach us on Instagram, West Haven Teens, or by email at teenswesthaven@gmail.com. And drop by any Tuesday, Thursday, Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at 7405 Avenue Harley on the west side of NDG.
I want to hear from my teens right now. Let's go.
So I'm supposed to talk on the beat. Everyone come West Haven so I can show you my potential.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm 16 years old and I'm slamming on these. Slamming on these little boys. Y'all like it.
Talk your talk, man.
Best community center, NDG. Come on now.
Yeah. West Haven.
Hey, you're listening to Ill Groove Garden.
Take a breath and get ready for Ill Groove Garden.
90.3.